Good morning and welcome into this latest edition of the Brothers Market Coach's Corner right here on 98.9 KQCR. I'm your host, Jeff Ramin, giving you whip-around coverage for all of our area football programs. It's the Week 9 edition of the Brothers Market Coach's Corner, and we'll start out with a look at the scorecard. High school football last night, our games of the week. 8th-rated North Butler picked up a 12-0 home victory over Starmont. Applington Parkersburg had a tough test on the road against Waterloo Columbus Catholic. Ultimately, the Sailors down the Falcons by the final of 27-13. Other area schools in action, non-playoff games first. Belmont Clemmy fell on the road at Lake Mills 38-28. Clarion Goldfield Downs won at Albia 47-13. Hampton Dumont Cal wins and is still alive for a playoff position with a 48-13 win over visiting South Tama. And additionally, Clarksville fell at home to Collins Maxwell 46-20. Playoff matchups last night, second-rated Grundy Center picked up a 35-8 home win over St. Ansgar. 4th-rated Dyke New Hartford down to Eagle Grove 49-0. The South Harton Tigers went on the road to match up with Beckman Catholic of Dyersville and fall to the Trailblazers 42-6. And Iowa Falls Alden wins their first-round playoff game at home against Davis County 35-25. We're excited to chat with all six of our area coaches here today, wrapping up Week 9 and looking forward to Week 10 for two of our teams still in play, and the rest of the teams putting a wrap on the 2021 high school football season. The Brothers Market Coaches Corner begins after these messages, and you're tuned in for today's show right here on 98.9 KQCR and online at radioonthego.com.
Meat, dairy, fruit, frozen foods, all this and much more at big savings at Brothers Market during this Friday and Saturday's two-day sale. Take home Tony's Pizzas, 4 for $8.88. Stock up on Betty Crocker Cake Mixes, 4 for $5. Brothers Market has Sugardale Pepperoni, only $2.99 per bag. And the two-day sale also includes 80% lean ground beef. Wow, a 10-pound tube for only $2.59 a pound. Discover more savings this weekend. Highway 175 Grundy Center and Highway 57 Parkersburg for the two-day sale. It's this Friday and Saturday only at Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
We're right back with you on the Brothers Market Coach's Corner on your Saturday morning. It's a week one of the postseason wrap-up show. Believe it or not, had postseason football in the listening area last night, and we'll get started by chatting, as always, with AP Falcon head coach Alex Pollock. The Falcons were fighting tooth and nail last night with Columbus Catholic on the road. Final score ultimately went the way of the Sailors 27-13. And with that, we'll say hello to head coach Alex Pollock. Coach, good morning. And thanks, as always, for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
It's always good to talk to you, Coach. Last night, I told you after the game, heck of a game plan, a really fun football game to watch and to call, and I'm sure a fun one to coach. Your guys really left it all out on the field in the final game of their season, 13-13 at the half. Just take us through the game from start to finish, your overall thoughts on your kids' performance, and then also just a thought on how things ended up in the game. Your team falls a little short, but ultimately a really good battle of a football game.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, that was a great high school playoff game, and in a really nice atmosphere, fun atmosphere. And you know, honestly, the game was being played out exactly how we thought it was at halftime. I mean, that's exactly how we wanted to be. You know, we went on a couple really long drives and were able to score on those drives, just, you know, mostly on the ground, but the play action pass was really effective. You know, defensively, you know, we didn't tackle great, but, you know, we were scrappy. You know, we were able to make plays and make him punt a couple times. And so, you know, it was working out. You know, things were going well. You know, just in the second half, we made a couple mistakes offensively. That really hurt us, and, you know, defensively again, you know, we just, you know, we did some good things, we just couldn't make the plays when we really needed to, and so that was tough. But, you know, to our kids' credit, we kept battling, and, you know, at the end of the third quarter, I look up at our guys, I'm like, isn't this great? You know, I do. This is what it's all about. I'm just down by 7 points, and you know, it was just a lot of fun. You know, really good coach to go up against, and you know, I'm just really happy for our kids for putting out the effort that they did and battling against a team that was supposed to, supposedly handle us pretty good.
Final score 27-13. Columbus Catholic defeats Applington Parkersburg. All told for your team, Coach, you guys finish with a 5-4 mark and another trip to the postseason. Let's just talk about that game just a little bit more. One big moment in particular really stood out to me that kind of emphasized the overall mentality and kind of mission of this team this year. Right out of the halftime break, you guys are tied 13-13, and Columbus Catholic marches all the way down the field. They've got it deep in your own zone, threatening to score a go-ahead touchdown, and your team comes up with a gigantic stand and really ends up forcing a missed field goal. And it was Joe Johnson with the individual plays, a tackle for a loss followed by a big sack. But really got to be proud of your defense in that situation, really kept you in the game and gave you an opportunity down the stretch of the game. Talk about that moment and just how great it felt to have the defense come through for the Falcons last night.
It was great, and I thought, you know, that's the way our defense has really played all year. I mean, defensively, we've been pretty consistent, I would say, the majority of the year. I think, you know, it comes with a good scheme, something that our kids understand and believe in, and just a knowledge of, what the opposing offense is going to give us. So, that stop in particular was huge. It was a huge momentum changer because, you know, they came right up. And moved the ball down the field on us, and for us to get that stop, it was good. It was really good. Joe Johnson made, some big plays in there, just like he's done all year. And, we were able to force the missed field goal. So that was big. And like you said, that's kind of, that's what we've been about this year is at times bend but don't break and, play good complimentary football. And I thought our kids did that last night. So, the defensive effort was good. You know, obviously there's always things that you can clean up, but overall I thought our kids played extremely hard.
5-4, the final record in the 2021 football season for the AP Falcons. When we come back, we'll put a bow on the season. We do have one show remaining next week to also wrap up the Falcon football season this fall. When we come back, we'll talk about the seniors on the team this year and much more. That's after this brief break on the Brothers Market Coach's Corner.
The upcoming frigid weather can really put a load on your home's furnace. When the cold gets colder outside, you'll be relieved to have your Amana home heating system from Wade's Plumbing and Heating of Applington going strong inside. Amana makes high-efficiency furnaces that keep you surrounded in warm comfort and, at the same time, save energy. That's the beauty of advanced engineering. Amana from Wade's works harder and runs so quiet you can hardly hear it. Depend on Amana. It lasts and lasts and lasts. See Rob Onan and the crew in Applington at Wade's Plumbing and Heating, 347-2453. Landis Cooperatives are excited for fall and harvest time. They are also excited to welcome the Packard location to the Landis family. Landis and Packard is taking grain and offers complete agronomy services for your farming operation. See Brent Shipper and Packard for your anhydrous and other fall fertilizers and agronomy needs. Landis Cooperatives in Packard, Plainfield, Bristow, Green, Dyke, New Hartford, Kessley, and other locations wish all their customers a safe and successful season on the farm, in the field, and on the road. We are the land, and the land is us. Landis. It's getting colder and winter is around the corner. It's time to put away your boat or camper. Where are you storing your toys with other summer power equipment? Great Plains Warehousing still has room. From outdoor spots to expanded indoor storage, look to Great Plains Warehousing near Applington and store your campers, boats, trucks, other items, and equipment. Also with new mini storage. Talk to Great Plains today, part of Spargrove Enterprises. Located between Applington and Parkersburg on Highway 57. Call Great Plains Warehousing today, 319-721-7668. That's 319-721-7668.
Time does not define us, moments do. Hi, this is Grace Maitland at Parker Place Retirement Community. At Parker Place, every past moment is a treasured memory. We understand that millions of moments define our residents' stories. Parker Place has assisted living and memory care apartments available. And if you move in this month, you'll receive $300 off of your rent each month for the rest of the year. We ask you to continue to make meaningful memories by touring Parker Place. Again, I'm Grace. Call me for details. 319-560-2171. That's at Parker Place in Parkersburg, where friends become family.
We're back on 98.9 KQCR on your Saturday morning. It's the Brothers Market Coach's Corner, recapping last night's defeat and the season for the AP Falcon football program. 5-4, the final mark in 2021. And Coach, I know a lot of things said in the postseason huddle there on the field will stay between you and your coaches and your players, but let us in on maybe a postseason message to your guys after another strong season of AP football.
Well, I think first and foremost, a lot of props to our senior class. Not a big senior class at all, six kids, but the leadership that they provided essentially from the end of last season up until now was unbelievable. You know, they're a great group of individuals, a great group of kids, and they're a group that are the rest of our classes really want to follow. So, a lot of what we did this year was a testament to them. Again, dating all the way back to last year. I think, the biggest thing that we were able to talk about last night was just, just being proud of what we accomplished this year. I mean, 5-4 at AP it's not what we're trying to get to, but I think it's something that's a big step forward from what we were in 2020. And I think, that's important. And, with all the kids that we're going to be having back next year, I think the future is extremely bright. And with what we're doing offensively and defensively, I think it's very sustainable. So we're excited about that. Again, we're going to miss our seniors big time. But like I said, the future is bright, and I think we have the community excited again about AP football. And with the product that we had on the field and the effort that we gave last night, I think everybody's really looking forward to the future.
Really good group of seniors this year for you, Coach. It was a pleasure to put together that Meet the Team show earlier in the week and meet not only just the seniors, but the entire team. Let's go ahead and spotlight that senior group here for you. Devin Bernard, as well as Cale Ryherd. I know Cale was all over the field, a lot of different positions this year. Brody Scanlon, a good senior leader for you, as is Sam Livingood, Logan Gulager, and last but not least, Nash Arcoleri. And that is a really rock-solid group, a lot of guys, different position groups. And a lot to look forward to in the future, but this is definitely going to be a group of young men that'll be missed around AP territory.
Well, like I said, they're all a really good group of kids, just nice kids, smart, really good representation of our community. And when it comes to football, I think they all love the game, and that's important. You gotta have kids that absolutely love the game, and so that was awesome. That's something that's really going to be missed. They're the ones that were able to put in the time in the weight room, during the last school year in the off season, and then head over to the summer. They're always the first to be at all the summer football activities that we did, and all the volunteer work that we've done. And so that this senior class, it's a special one. It really is a special one, in my opinion. And like I told them after the game, I mean, if there's ever anything I can do for them, I'm going to do it, because they've earned that, and I appreciate everything that they've done. So they're going to be missed, no doubt about it, not just by me and the coaching staff, but by our players as well.
AP Falcons round out the 2021 season with a final mark of 5-4. Big improvement from last year's record of 2-6. And Coach, it's always been a pleasure to talk to you. I know we've got one more conversation left on the show. We want to thank you for all of your time throughout the season. Been a blast to follow along with the Falcons. And again, it means a lot for you to join us and carve out so much candid time and conversation with us every Saturday morning.
Well, we appreciate your guys' coverage and all that you guys do for our Appleton and Parkersburg community. And I know our kids really appreciate the connection that we have with you guys. So thank you for all you do. And thank you for, all the things that you've done for our community.
Another blast of a season of AP Falcon football. 5-4, the final mark. That's head coach Alex Pollock joining us on the Brothers Market Coach's Corner. We'll chat with our next area coach on this Saturday morning edition of the show after this brief break on 98.9 KQCR.
The worst of times can bring out the best in each of us. Doctors, nurses, and frontline workers have labored selflessly to keep us safe during the health crisis of our lifetime. How do we thank these heroes? It's simple. Get your COVID vaccine so we can end this pandemic. Variants are on the rise, and we don't want to put these heroes through another health crisis. They have given their all. Now it's up to you. Please do your part. For you, for them, for us.
This message sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Right back with you on this morning's edition of the Brothers Market Coaches Corner on 98.9 KQCR. In total last night, five of our six teams were in action, four of which were in playoff action, and one of those teams that picked up a win were the Dyke New Hartford Wolverine football team, a 49-0 effort, a home victory over Eagle Grove, and we're joined now by head coach Don Betts. And coach, good morning, and thank you so much, as always, for carving out some time for us.
You bet. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
You bet, Coach. It's always great to chat with you, and even better after another win. Wolverines are 9-0, 49-0, a big, complete effort last night at home in Dyke. Tell us about the game and how things went down for your group, and seems like a really good week of practice led to a really good week of play.
And that's exactly what it was. We really emphasized back to our kids that if you have a good week of practice, you usually play well on Friday night. And we had a great week of practice, and our kids came out and played very well. Defensively, we really shut them down, and they really weren't able to do much of anything against us. We held them to about 100 yards total offense for the night. Nick Reineke and Isaac Carpentier were just outstanding defensively for us. Parker Adams, he had another interception return for a touchdown of about 60 yards or so. So defensively, we really shut the door on those guys. Offensively, it took us just a little while to get going. another big rushing night by Jarek Hall. He had 20 carries, I think, for a little over 200 yards, three touchdowns. So big night for that. This is a slow going first, 7-0 at the end of the first quarter, but it was 35-0 then at halftime. And we just really got rolling there in that second half. So proud of the kids, proud of the effort.
Big win last night, 49-0 for the Dyke New Hartford Wolverines. Take us through the mentality of the guys in practice. I know each and every year is different, each and every team is different, but really seems like the kids have a good mentality heading into the postseason yet again.
Yeah, and I think this group of kids, and that's seniors, have done a great job leading this group. We've got a group of juniors that has a great attitude also. But you put those two classes together, and rarely had a bad practice. I can't remember a bad practice we've had. Our kids come out, they're ready to go for practice. We focus on getting better, and I think you can see that with our team. You know, you see that individually with some of our kids, but you can also see that with our team, that our kids are working to get better, not just to get through practice. They did a great job this week, probably one of the better weeks of practice that we've had. So, they're excited for where they're at, excited for what they can.
Very exciting season indeed. Wolverines 9-0, and all told, October has not been very spooky for DNH. They've allowed just 10 total points defensively and have posted a 4-0 record through the month of October so far, 9-0 overall. And DNH will find out their opponent pretty much during this show's airing. Those are coming up later on this morning on this Saturday, October the 23rd. When we come back, we'll talk about what's ahead for DNH football, as well as spotlight the seniors on this year's roster. That's after this brief break on 98.9 KQCR.
Landis Cooperatives are excited for fall and harvest time. They are also excited to welcome the Packard location to the Landis family. Landis and Packard is taking grain and offers complete agronomy services for your farming operation. See Brent Shipper and Packard for your anhydrous and other fall fertilizers and agronomy needs. Landis Cooperatives in Packard, Plainfield, Bristow, Green, Dyke, New Hartford, Kessley, and other locations wish all their customers a safe and successful season on the farm, in the field, and on the road. We are the land, and the land is us. Landis.
We're back on the Brothers Market Coach's Corner on the Q, chatting a little Dyke New Hartford Wolverine football with head coach Don Betts of the Wolverines. And coach, let's talk about your team this year. You got another good senior class. You guys are really rounding into form, and seems like all the classes are picking each other up. But overall, just a really good group of seniors yet again for DNH. And obviously, senior night continuing into the postseason, having some home game, maybe one additional, two additional, you never know. But overall, let's spotlight that class and what they mean to the state of the program right now.
Well, I'm really proud of this senior class, and what I'm most proud of is the improvement that they've made, not only as athletes since they were freshmen, but as young men since they were freshmen. When we were doing our leadership training here in the spring, I asked him, I said, how many nights on average after practice did I keep the freshman class, you guys the freshmen, and chew you out and usually make you run? And they responded in unison almost every night. They really came in and had a lot of growing that they needed to do as freshmen. And I am so proud of them and the progress that they've made, not just as athletes, but as young men. And it's a tremendous group of leaders right now. They're just doing a lot of the right things that they need to be doing, not only on the field, but off the field. And I'm extremely proud of those young men.
Dyke New Hartford Wolverines putting together a special season, 9-0 the current record. The opponent for this coming Friday to be determined at this point of the conversation. And Coach, let's talk about just overall mentality and how this team can get better. You've been around a lot of championship level football teams in your time there at DNH. How does this team continue to grow in this postseason and continue to take on each opponent as each week passes?
Well, I think there's two parts to that. Number one is you've got to have that mentality that we're trying to get better every time we come out on the practice field, and this group has that. They're willing to work hard. They're willing to do the things necessary to get better. The other thing is you've got to prepare for the opponent in front of you. And you know, everybody likes to get to the postseason and think, oh, gee, we can be in the dome or we can do this or that. No, you've got one game at a time, and I know that's an overused phrase in coaching, but it really is true. And you have to be able to focus and prepare for that next opponent and have blinders on to everything else and really have tunnel vision about who you're going to play. These guys did a nice job of that this week, and hopefully that continues.
Looking forward to the rest of the ride here with DNH this season. Wolverines are 9-0. The opponent on Friday night will be determined later on today, so stay tuned to KQCR and RadioOnTheGo.com. We'll look to get the new pairings out as soon as they come out later on this morning, and we're excited to see where the Wolverines end up this coming Friday. Excited to continue to follow along on this 2021 edition of the Wolverines and their postseason journey. That's head coach Don Betts. Coach, thank you so much as always for the time, and we will chat with you in a week.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Head coach Don Betts joining us on the Brothers Market Coach's Corner on 98.9 KQCR.
Brothers got the beef. Stop this Friday and Saturday in Grundy Center or Parkersburg for the Brothers Market two-day sale. One of the biggest specials is 10-pound tubes of 80% lean ground beef for only $2.59 a pound. There are many other big grocery deals. Plus, show your Brothers Market mobile app at checkout and receive a 4-pound bag of Best Choice sugar for only 99 cents, Best Choice butter for 99 cents, and 5 pounds of Best Choice flour, also just 99 cents when you have the free app on your phone. Come for the two-day sale this Friday and Saturday only at Brothers Market, Parkersburg, and Grundy Center.
We're back on the Brothers Market Coach's Corner on 98.9 KQCR on your Saturday morning. It's the second to last show of the season and the second to last October show as well. With that, we'll talk a little AGWSR Cougar football this morning with head coach James Cope. Cougars were off last night after finishing the regular season with an overall mark of 4-4 for 2021. Coach, good morning, and thank you so much as always for the time.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
It's always good to chat with you, Coach, and I know you'd love to still be playing football, but all things considered, let's take a look back at this 2021 season. 4-4 the overall mark, wins this year on the road at Belmont Clemmy, home to BCLUW, home to Hudson, and home to West Fork, and the losses this year came against a good North Tama team, Wapsie Valley as well, a strong program. Other losses this year, Grundy Center, we know the team that they are, and also Nashua Plainfield, a team that ended up making the postseason. So overall, 4-4 the record for your program on their first time up to Class A in a little while after moving up from 8 player. Just some overall thoughts that have stewed over the last week on this season for Cougar football.
Well, I looked this morning before we talked, you know, 3 of our 4 losses are the teams that made the round of 16. I mean, North Tama, Wapsie Valley, and Grundy Center all won last night. Nashua played a very good North Lynn team. and that was a 1-4. So Nashua didn't win, but the other three teams did. So, excuse me. So, you know, three of our four losses are against playoff teams, or all four of our losses were against playoff qualifiers, but three of our four losses were against teams that have also won at least one game in the playoffs this year. So, you know, we didn't lose to bad teams by any stretch of the word. You know, and, you know, we talked about before the season started as coaches that, you know, a lot of teams, if you move down a class, sometimes your record improves. A lot of teams that move up a class often have losing records or, you know, perform poorer than they have in the past. So, you know, to be 500, to be 4-4, you know, in the district we played in, moving up a class, yeah, obviously we would have liked to have been, you know, 5-3, and we had an opportunity to be that. Just couldn't beat Nashua Plainfield that night. But, you know, where we're at, considering what we did this year, that's not all bad. So there's a lot of positive things. And I think it started off at Belmont Clemmie on that Saturday when we started the season off with a win. So, you know, we want to be better than we were this year, next year, obviously, but it was a good step in the right direction.
AGWSR Cougar football, 4-4, the final mark to the season in 2021. Let's talk about the seniors one more time here on this season of the show. I know it's a smaller class for you, but impactful from all stretches of the world. You got a couple exchange students and then a really good group of guys that are right there from these communities of Ackley, Geneva, Wellsburg, Steamboat, Rock. That class, how much are you going to miss those guys from a leadership perspective and a football player perspective for next season?
Well, yeah, I think we talked about it a little bit last week, but you know, my son's in the class, and so that makes it a little bit more special than most of them. I mean, you look at all your players, and I think most coaches would consider them an extension of their family, and I do mine as well. I mean, I try to stay in contact with as many as possible, and it's always great to see, you know, alumni at the games and stuff. But it's, you know, when you have immediate family involved, it's always a little bit more special. And coaching these kids, you know, since third grade and other sports, you know, adds a lot of connection with the kids. But, you know, David broke down a lot of film for us over the years. Will Euban, we are going to miss him. He was, has been a great manager the last 4 years and really, came out of his shell as he developed and matured with the team, which was great to see. You know, then you've got, like you said, Lasse is from Germany. Simon is from Sweden. Lasse kicked. Simon started on both sides of the ball at different times throughout the season. And again, a lot of that credit goes to Kathy Inslin, who, you know, runs the EF program, or I don't know if that's the right word, in the area, and she has had a lot of kids, had a great experience at AGWSR, and so she keeps getting us foreign exchange students. So not all boys, not all football players, but, you know, it's good for our kids at our school to have, you know, the cultural experience with students throughout the world. So, again, great addition to the team, filled some holes for us. You know, Jaden Bowles, good athlete, and he fought through a knee injury all season, tried different braces and stuff, but kept playing and got it out, you know, his senior year, and that's, you know, a great example to the team. Lane Abbas fought knee injuries his entire high school career and finally got through a season healthy and got to play a little bit. So that was good for Lane also. And then, you know, you've got Kale Culver, and I'm just trying to go, you know, down our media roster, but you know, Kale has been a starter for 3 years, you know, on offense and defense, and
And obviously, a player of his caliber is going to be missed next year. Gage Urban moved here from Colorado this year. And, you know, it's always great to have kids move in, you know, to the district and be a part of the team. You know, so that was another new student this year. Dylan Barnes played 3 out of 4 years. Again, filled roles in this fall where we needed him to, plays when we needed him to come in. Ben Ranke, you know, he didn't go out for football ever until he was a sophomore in high school. So it was great to see Ben develop, too, over the last 3 years. Darren Veld, he's the guy I called, you know, if we had to cancel weights and you know, if I needed somebody to contact the guys on the team. And Darren's been a two-way starter for, I want to say, 2 or 3 years, I think 3 years, too. So, you know, him and Kale, that's why they were the captains every game. I mean, all the seniors got to be a captain of the game, but Darren and Kale were captains every game throughout the season. And then we also had Tanner Lindemann out this year, and Tanner hasn't played since youth football. So it's, you know, there's a huge mix of kids that we have, from foreign exchange students to first time out for high school football, first time in the district, to kids that have been out for football for 3 or 4 years for our team and have done positive things. And it's great to see how they all gel together to help make the team successful this year.
AGWSR Cougars finished up the season with a 4-4 mark and a really good group of seniors. Appreciate Coach highlighting all of those great players and people moments ago. We'll be back with more of the Brothers Market Coaches Corner after this brief break. You're listening to the Brothers Market Coaches Corner on 98.9 KQCR.
Ellsworth Community College launched its new graphic design program this fall. Designed to start with foundational knowledge and skill building, you'll build your portfolio and gain real-world experience in a focused 2-year degree program. With classes like digital imaging, web design, and principles of marketing, you'll be prepared to enter the workforce or transfer to a 4-year university. Visit ecc.iavalley.edu/graphic design for more information.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that, one insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So, get a Farm Bureau agent for life. In Ackley, call me, Barry Hoffmeister, at 641-847-2376. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Ackley Medical Center is pleased to again help sponsor the AGWSR portion of the Coach's Corner on KQCR Radio each Saturday. Dr. David Van Gorp, Tiffany Gramblin, ARNP, Brianne Neuberger, PAC, and the rest of the team at the Ackley Medical Center cheer for Cougar football, volleyball, and cross country this fall. With over 5 decades of professional service to Ackley area families, remember Ackley Medical Center for your healthcare needs. From infant to adult, they are there for you. Call 641-847-2625. Ackley Medical Center, a Department of Hanson Family Hospital healthcare you can count on.
Back on this Saturday morning edition of the show, chatting a little AGWSR Cougar football with head coach James Cope. The Cougars finished up the season with a win against West Fork 30-10 last week and will be a 4-4 football team for 2021. And coach, last question for you today. Appreciate the time you carve out for us as always. From a purely coaching perspective, I want to get your thoughts on the transition from 8-man to Class A. There might not be an easiest part, but just a question here. What was the easiest and what was the hardest part of the transition this season from 8-player to Class A as a coach?
Well, I think for me and my coaching staff, the easy thing is that, you know, it's still blocking and tackling. And so your techniques on blocking are the same. Well, very similar anyway. And the techniques on tackling, you know, obviously you're teaching tackling the same. But, you know, the hard thing is to figure out, you know, what's going to work for your kids at that level. You know, we like, for example, we started defensively playing a lot of zone
defense because we felt we had to an 11-man where 8-man was more of a man-to-man game, and halfway through the season we switched that. You know, we went between a 44 defense and a 35, offensively, you know, we looked at different things, and I think, as a coaching staff, we're going to spend a little more time on that, too, this off season, figuring out if we like what we're doing, if we need to change some things, how we're going to change those things, and look at that, you know, and our kids had to make an adjustment, too, like our running backs, you know, an 8-player, if you get through the, you know, the line and the linebackers, you know, the first two levels, you're going to break a lot of runs for big plays. And, you know, you play 11-man, there's a third level. I mean, there's safeties and stuff. If they're in a cover, deep cover three, there's, you know, safety, a couple cornerbacks. So, you know, the kids had to make adjustments like that also. I think we in some ways did a good job making those adjustments. And then, you know, against those four playoff teams from our district that we had losses to, there's things to be competitive with them that we have to continue to make adjustments on and look at during the off season. So, but that's what it is. I'm a firm believer that, you know, as one of my assistants said, you've got to go to the class where the numbers say you need to be, and we need to be in Class A, and it was good that we moved to Class A, and it's great that our district is getting bigger, and there's some nuances, I guess, between the two games that obviously we had to look at. Against those big teams, we struggled with a little bit, and we'll have to continue to look at during the off season as we move forward.
AGWSR Cougar 4-4 in their first season in Class A, and we wanted to talk to you about next week's show. It's our last football show of the season. We'll spend pretty much the entirety of that segment with the Cougars, talking about the state of the program, a little bit more about what's ahead for AGWSR Cougar football. That's head coach James Cope of the Cougars, just wrapped up year number 6 guiding the program. Coach, thanks as always for the time, and have a great week.
You too, Jeff, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Head coach James Cope, our guest. We're on to chat with our next area coach this morning on the Brothers Market Coach's Corner next on 98.9 KQCR.
Meat, dairy, fruit, frozen foods, all this and much more at big savings at Brothers Market during this Friday and Saturday's two-day sale. Take home Tony's Pizzas, 4 for $8.88. Stock up on Betty Crocker Cake Mixes, 4 for $5. Brothers Market has Sugardale Pepperoni, only $2.99 per bag. And the two-day sale also includes 80% lean ground beef. Wow, a 10-pound tube for only $2.59 a pound. Discover more savings this weekend. Highway 175 Grundy Center and Highway 57 Parkersburg for the two-day sale. It's this Friday and Saturday only at Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Right back with you on the Brothers Market Coach's Corner right here on 98.9 KQCR, getting you tuned up on your Saturday morning and checking in with all of our area high school football programs. One of those four programs that played a playoff game last night was the Grundy Center Spartans, and the Spartans are marching on to round number 2 of the postseason. Everything will get shuffled and reseeded here this morning, so keep it tuned to RadioOnTheGo.com later on throughout the day for where the Spartans will be heading, or maybe they'll be staying put as well, more likely this coming week. And Grundy Center picked up a win last night over St. Ansgar at home, 35-8 the final score. And with that, we say hello to head coach Travis Zajac, now through 3 complete regular seasons as the coach of the Spartans. Good morning, coach.
Good morning, Jeff.
Always good to talk to you, coach. And another big win last night. St. Ansgar, obviously a really historical program, does a really good job. They've got a rock solid identity. A little bit of a different team for them this year. 3-5 was their record coming in, but nonetheless a formidable foe in the first round. Take us through last night's win, a 35-8 victory for the Spartans.
Yeah, they had once the draw came out last Saturday, I was immediately on high alert just because of, you know, the way that they play football up there, how important football is to their culture and their community, and how hard those kids work 12 months out of the year. That's a 12-month out of the year football program up there. And you know, we talked to our kids about that all week. We talked a little bit about our game against St. Andrews a few years ago in the semifinals, and how I think they viewed that loss up there. You know, and I think they're probably really excited to come down and play us. Through all that, we had to be able to handle, you know, their kind of initial surge. But credit to our kids, we played really well out the gate. We had pretty strong sense we were going to score on our opening drive. We received the opening kickoff, unfortunately, through an interception. We got a three and out, and then drove down right away and scored. And we were able to make enough plays offensively to stretch a lead. St. Andrew found something. Last drive of the first half and most of the second half, they were able to run the ball with some success against us. And we're going to have to kind of tighten the screws on that side of the ball and run defense, considering who's left in the pool. And more than likely going to see teams that are going to be very run dominant. But incredibly proud of our kids once again.
Very excited to see what's next for the Spartans. Take us back a little bit, 2019. We talked a little bit about it last week, but what do you remember from that St. Ansgar game, the lead-up, the football game, and then the kind of calm after of that game? Obviously, you went on to face West Hancock in the next contest for the title, but that St. Ansgar game was a memorable one.
Yeah, I mean, the last three, full regular seasons and the postseason games we've played have just been abundant blessings for me as a head coach and my family, and I think for most of our community, obviously our players, their families, coaches, their families. That going into that game, I know that just about everybody and their brother in the state wasn't giving us much chance. St. Andrew was a fantastic team. Our kids believe, you know, we had to scrap and scramble to get into the playoffs at the end of the regular season. Win our last two games and go on the road for our first two playoff games, and we're able to win those. And, we came out and played really well against them and found a way to win it at the end. You know, it was still kind of almost be goosebumps thinking about it. It was a really exciting time for our program. Kind of let everybody know that we were here and we weren't going to go anywhere. You know, and we haven't seen St. Andrews since then. I had a sneaking suspicion that we were going to probably run into one another in the Dome last year. Unfortunately, Regina had other things to say about that for both of us, St. Ansgar and us. But, yeah, it was a great win for our program. But last night was a fantastic win for us, and we're excited to advance the round of 16.
35-8, the final score to last night's win over St. Ansgar. A really great new chapter and something that could become a really great rivalry moving forward. Two very proud football programs. The Spartans now on the season with a record of 8-1 overall will set their sights on the next round of postseason play. The opponent at the time of this chat is to be determined. So we'll keep you posted on that at RadioOnTheGo.com throughout your Saturday. And when we come back, we'll talk to head coach Travis Ajak a little bit more about what's ahead for the Spartan football team on the Brothers Market Coach's Corner.
Football all season, along with Thursday night's Mark Farley call-in show from 6 to 7, brought to you in part by your friends at Wellsburg Insurance Agency, everyone at Dumont Harkin Lumber, and Howie Equipment, trailer sales and tire near Hampton. The UNI guys will play their third-rated foe in a row as they head to Brookings, South Dakota for this Saturday's game against the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. It is a 2 p.m. kickoff with a 1 o'clock pregame. Tune in UNI football at South Dakota State this Saturday afternoon on KQCR 98.9 FM.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hi, this is Al Kiewit, Ag and Commercial Loan Officer at GMB Bank in Grundy Center. This time of year, there are two things you can count on, harvest and football. Both bring a level of commitment to the field to get the most out of the time spent there. Ag leaders at GMB Bank share a farming background, giving them an understanding of commitment and the specialized needs of farmers. Visit one of GMB's 8 Central Iowa locations, GMB Bank. committed to working hand-in-hand with Iowa farmers. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you on your Saturday morning on 98.9 KQCR. It's the Brothers Market Coach's Corner. We're chatting with Spartan head coach Travis Zajac. Grundy Center now 8-1 on the season and a 35-8 effort over St. Ansgar last night. Coach, I got to ask, I know we've talked throughout the season about injuries and things like that. Your team get any healthier in the past week? And what's the overall kind of mood around the locker room these days?
Well, we're probably just like about everybody else. Right now in the state, but still playing. We're pretty beat up. Last night, we did not play Dane Vincula. Dane's been fighting a sprained ankle for several weeks now. And, you know, every time he plays, it just exasperates the situation, makes it a little bit worse. It was not an easy decision. I kind of hemmed and hawed on it all week. But we dressed him. He warmed up. He was on the sideline ready to go if we needed him. And, you know, credit to the kids that were able to step up and kind of fill the void. And helped us get through. We did get Cole Lear back last night. So Cole played defense for us. But, you know, Clay Stock and Justin Knock were our primary running backs last night. They did a great job defensively. Justin had to play a little bit over there as well. Stuart Whitehill slid in, was able to give us some good snaps at linebacker. So, you know, through all of this, we are building quality depth with a lot of kids that will not only help us through the rest of this run this year, but moving forward in future years of the program. The future is incredibly bright.
How do you feel about that depth this year that you guys have been able to build? Obviously, you don't want the injuries, but at times injuries do open up the benefit of getting more players in rotation. I'm sure it's a lot of fun to have a lot of different options out of the backfield, and maybe pretty fun for Logan to hand the ball off to his little brother also.
Yeah, you know, that's a question that Jake Ryder with the Grundy Register asked me last night after the game. You know, what does this do for your depth, and how does it help? And, you know, we've had this sort of situation happen the last 2 years as well. You know, 2 years ago, Cole Lear had to come in as a sophomore, and his first start as a sophomore was in week 9 against Wapsie Valley in a game that was a must-have in order to qualify for the playoffs. Last year, you know, losing Matt Jansen to a shoulder injury, I think that was in week 7. You know, we had Austin Betts had to take a lot of meaningful snaps then on both sides of the ball. Ben Wegman had to help us out at receivers. So, you know, we kind of got this mentality of, you know, that next group of kids, you know, that might not be the first 11 starters at the beginning of the season, they're going to play. And credit to those kids and their fortitude to keep grinding through it and practice and being ready when the moment comes. They've been able to step up and obviously be able to continue that trend this year.
A lot to look forward to moving forward, and the season continues for Grundy Center with a record of 8-1 overall. Coach, regardless of the opponent this week, I know that the focus will be internal for Grundy Center. I know you guys are always focused on what we can do and how you can get better and things of that nature. What's a big area of emphasis this week in practice? Maybe something you'd like to clean up from Friday night's big win over St. Ansgar?
Well, I think probably more than anything offensively is, you know, we always, it seems unfortunate when we're finding a way to kind of take a possession or two away from us with our own mistakes. You know, last night it was the opening drive of the game. We're moving the ball. Feel real good about our chances to put in the end zone, and we turn it over. So we've got to, you know, you can't harp on it too much. You don't want to make it a mental block for your kids, but we've got to continue to have that conversation. Defensively, getting off blocks, I think probably pad level is going to be an issue. They have to clean up, and then obviously tackling ball carriers. St. Ansgar's big and physical, and they've got, you know, 3 or 4 kids that are really tough tackles and keep open field. And, you know, we were able to tackle them enough to win the game, obviously, but we're going to see a team like that again. If not right away, if we're able to win this next one, then probably in the quarterfinals. So there's always things to work on, and we'll emphasize that throughout the week in preparation for whoever round 2 opponent will be.
The journey continues for Grundy Center Spartan football. 8-1 the record, and the opponent TBD for this coming Friday. We'll keep you posted on that with Radio on the Go and KQCR. Coach, we wish you best of luck, a great week of preparation, and all the best next Friday night against whoever it may be.
That sounds great, Jeff. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Go Spartans.
That's head coach Travis Zajac of the Grundy Center Spartans. When we come back, we'll chat with our next area coach. That's after this brief break on the Brothers Market Coach's Corner.
Brothers got the beef. stop this Friday and Saturday in Grundy Center or Parkersburg for the Brothers Market two-day sale. One of the biggest specials is 10-pound tubes of 80% lean ground beef for only $2.59 a pound. There are many other big grocery deals. Plus, show your Brothers Market mobile app at checkout and receive a 4-pound bag of Best Choice sugar for only 99 cents, Best Choice butter for 99 cents, and 5 pounds of Best Choice flour, also just 99 cents when you have the free app on your phone. Come for the two-day sale this Friday and Saturday only at Brothers Market, Parkersburg, and Grundy Center.
Right back with you on the Brothers Market Coach's Corner on your Saturday morning. A reminder, UNI football coming up later on today right here on 98.9 KQCR. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff time, 1 o'clock pregame coverage on your home for Panther football, 98.9 KQCR. We're joined now on the line by the South Hardin Tiger football head coach. Wrapped up year number 5 coaching the team last night with a tough loss at Beckman Catholic 42-6. That's head coach Nick Eller. Coach, good morning and thanks as always for carving out some time for us.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, Coach. Let's go ahead and start with the tough loss last night. You guys got one of the tougher draws across the state at really any particular class. You guys had to go and face an undefeated team, Beckman Catholic 8-0. Not only a long road trip, but a really tough football team last night in the loss for South Hardin.
Yeah, really, really impressed with their team. Big up front. Looked the part of a really, really nice O-line and D-line. Really physical team. We kind of thought that coming in, just watching film, that they were physical, and they showed that last night. Really tough running back. Kind of reminds you of a Jerome Bettis-type kid who just enjoys contact, enjoys running into people and trying to break tackles, and just play good fundamental football. And we are not playing that at the end of the year here, unfortunately. Just kept having too many mistakes on our own part and our own mistakes that have just hurt us this last 3 or 4 games this year we've lost. So definitely the difference in the game was just the mistakes and playing sound football, doing our job and all those things. And then they just out-physicaled us. Some of that, I think, was having older, stronger guys at some spots. There's some of that we've got to just keep working on. We had some freshman sophomores starting D-line, and they're going against a senior lineman. I think that's a bad matchup for us, but also just what we have playing too. So it's a great learning experience for those guys, but really, really impressed with Dyersville.
All told, a 42-6 season-ending defeat against the Trailblazers last night for the South Hardin Tiger football team. We'll talk to you about kind of the state of the program and where to go from here. You've got 5 years in the books. Every year is so much different, new faces, new things going on. Obviously, last year extremely unique with coronavirus concerns throughout the season. This year, from start to finish, where are some lessons learned and really maybe a way that the team really got better throughout the season? And I know there were challenges throughout, but what are your overall thoughts on where your team got better from week 1 to week 9?
Man, I tons of things we got better on. I frustrated with the loss last May and frustrated with the season as a whole, obviously, with the record. But just really, really impressed with how hard our guys played every week. Not having a great record, playing as tough a schedule as anybody probably in 1A played. From your non-district through the district, really impressive how well our guys played, how hard our guys played, how the attitude they had of keep playing hard all game long, whether it's going good or bad. Never had a week where we came out and just were flat or weren't excited to play. weren't going to give our best effort. So really happy to see that. Appreciate our seniors being good leaders about that. Saw tons of young guys and old guys both just get better from the end of the season to the beginning. Or from the beginning to end, sorry. Just improve just themselves, just their play, their physical play, their knowledge of the game. Tons of guys across the board that way. They got a lot of experience. You got 6, 7 seniors as all. And also, I don't know, mostly 6 played this year with 1 being hurt. That means we got a lot of other guys getting a ton of time on special teams and offense, defense, and rotating in there. So as a whole, we got a ton of young guys' experience, ton of guys playing against some really good competition, I think, to raise our level of play. We had a tough schedule, and that was no one's fault but my own, and wanted to play a tough schedule. And I think it's one of those where we didn't get to see the we didn't get to see the benefits of it this year, but I'm hoping in the next few years that these guys that have played against us will and are able to use this experience to go beat these better teams now. We get matched up against the Grundy Center next year and a Dyke and a Denver. And we're a little more used to it, a little more prepared for it, and we kind of know what to expect, and it helps us in the long run.
3-6, the final record for South Hardin Tiger football in the 2021 season. We're back in a moment to talk a little bit more about the Tigers' 2021 campaign after this brief break. You're listening to the Brothers Market Coach's Corner.
Ellsworth Community College in Iowa Falls provides hands-on education to prepare students for exciting ag and animal science careers. Programs include agribusiness, equine science, farm management, precision ag, swine management, pre-veterinary medicine, and more. Students in eligible programs may be able to receive free tuition. Interested in ag or animals? Check out ellsworthcollege.com.
Getting started is often the hardest part of any home improvement project, so follow the leader. Greenbelt Bank and Trust leads the way when it comes to financing home improvements. They can make it a lot easier with a fast, affordable home equity line of credit. Remodel your kitchen, install new windows, or add the room in your home you've always wanted. Stop in and visit with Greenbelt Bank about how a home equity line of credit can make your project a breeze. Or go to greenbeltbank.com and apply online. Whether your project is large or small, they have the tools to get your home improvement project started and finished. Follow the leader, Greenbelt Bank and Trust. Leading the way, Iowa Falls, Ackley, Grundy Center, Eldora, and Belmont. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back on 98.9 KQCR, it's the Brothers Market Coach's Corner on your Saturday morning. South Hardin Tiger football fell last night at the hands of Dyersville Beckman Catholic. Quite the road trip last night for Coach Nick Eller and the Tigers. 42-6, the final score. And Coach, let's give another plug for the seniors on the team. I know we talked about them a little bit last week, but overall, really good group of guys, and just another class out, another class in, and another offseason for you as head coach of the Tigers.
Yeah, really proud of this group. Completely bummed on the bus ride home last night that we didn't give these guys a better send off or a better game to go out with. Really feel bad for that part of it. I'd love to see a great senior group finish the right way, or at least playing a good game to finish, or a competitive game, and we didn't give them that. That really stinks on my side of it, or how I think about it. Because they played hard, led so well, had a great offseason, did everything we've asked them to do for 4 years, and even more than that in junior high, too. So really bummed for that. But, man, Waylon Butler, Mason Sheldahl, Nathan Coven, Zach Murphy, Isaac Inks, Cody Dupy, and Wyatt Hollingsworth just laid it out there every week. I think our team responded to that because they knew they were expected to, because those guys were going to lead them and push them to do that. All of them had really good seasons, some of the best stat seasons they've had in their life. And there's two or three on there that just started for their first time this year. There's two or three that have been starting for 2-3 years. And just a wide variety on that side of it. And talking in the locker room last night with them and to the team, they all just gave you that sense of what, how much work one guy had to put in just to start his senior year, and how much work one guy put in to start 3 years. And all going to change, all different, and changes, and great for our young guys to hear those talks last night to motivate them, hopefully this off season, and understand what it takes to play and play at a high level. So really proud of that group. Going to definitely miss them. There's some big losses there. Mason's really good quarterback. Waylon Butler at tailback, receiver, did linebacker kicking duties for us. So it's a big loss there. And Wyatt Hollingsworth, one of our most physical guys, so we'll lose some major physicality out of him. And just across the board, the big losses there. So we got some big shoes to fill next year. But I think, like I said, a lot of guys have gotten experience this year and gotten time to at least not be shell-shocked when we come back around next year to play Grundy Center at home. And really appreciate these guys, and wish we could have given them a better send-off.
Absolutely. Another strong class of seniors for South Hardin Tiger football. Tigers finish up at 3-6 on the season. Coach, I know a lot of people out there know that you played college football. Maybe a little bit fewer know that you played in the NFL as well. One of your college teammates, Tony Romo, is now a electee for the 2021 College Football Hall of Fame. We don't talk too much about your college career or pro career here on the show as we focus on the program you're heading now and the students you have, but maybe just a quick comment on your time playing with Tony Romo, and then a piggyback question. Just want to get a comment on if you enjoy him as a broadcaster, and also, has he always been such a crazy student of the game to break down things the way he does?
Yeah, really, really deserving honor for Tony. One of the best players I obviously ever got to play with at any level, and one of the smartest players I ever got to play with. Was mind blown my first few weeks of practice with him, the things he knew, the things he did, how he played, how he prepared. I just was completely blown away of how good he was and how knowledgeable of the game he was. So I'm not surprised at all with his broadcasting abilities. Don't surprise me at all. And the things he says give me a good chuckle at times because I've heard him many times. Said in the basement watching football, or said out in the football field, different things like that when we were together. So really, really, really happy for him because there's not a guy that put more work into it and made himself into the player he was coming out of high school that wasn't highly recruited by any means. I think he had one offer at Division 1A, and that was Eastern, and the rest were, I think, were Division 2s and Division 3s, actually. So just completely made himself into the player he was. Great team guy, really, really fun guy to be around on the field and off the field, but not a harder worker. Was notorious for giving you a call at 1 a.m. to go throw routes in the field house. Midnight, get a call, meet me at the field house for routes. I just need to make some throws, get this route figured out better. Weight room sessions in the rec at all hours of the night, and it wasn't a guy that was out partying and doing that. It was all about football and all just trying to get himself better. So it was really fun to be around. So really happy to see him get that. He had an amazing year the year I played with him. Was just, I think, won the Walter Payton Award that year, and just he was the best player in 1AA, and I think a lot of high Division ones would have gladly have taken him at that time. So great to see him have a great pro career, great college career, and super duper happy that he's having a great broadcasting career now too. I think he's fun to listen to. I think people enjoy him. Still has that same energy for the game that he did play, and so that's fun to hear come through his voice on there and see on Sunday. So I'm really happy for him, and great, he's doing well in all aspects of life, and that's what I love to see about football and for guys because of football's helped them get that way.
Appreciate your comments on that. Tony Romo, the 2021 College Football Hall of Fame electee. Congratulations to Tony. And, of course, Coach Nick Eller played football with Tony at Eastern Illinois University for a season as well. Romo, longtime Dallas Cowboys quarterback and now broadcaster of NFL football. That's head coach Nick Eller. Coach, we'll visit with you a week from today, get an update on the state of the program, off-season plans, and more. But for now, we'll send you on your way and wish you a good week, a week off after a long football season, and hope you have a great week, and thanks as always for the time.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Head coach Nick Eller of South Hardin Tiger football back with our next area coach after this brief break on 98.9 KQCR. We're back on the Brothers Market Coaches Corner right here on 98.9 KQCR, and it's time to get caught up with the Clarksville Indian football program. It's our only 8-man football program, and the Indians added a bonus game on Friday night as they matched up with Collins Maxwell at home in Parkersburg. Final score 46-20 as Collins Maxwell earns the win over Clarksville. And with that, we say hello to head coach Bob Gaylor. Coach, good morning, and thank you so much as always for the time.
Good morning. Glad to be on.
It's always good to chat with you, Coach, and recapping the season that has gone final for your group. 9 games, a 1-8 record, but a lot of close, hard-fought contests this season. Last night doesn't seem too tremendously different from the rest of the season for you. Another slugfest of a game.
Yeah, it was. Right away,
Collins Maxwell was able to score. We tried to respond. We got down to the goal line. Then we ended up throwing an interception for a touchdown. And then the second quarter, we were able to get a score with McCabe. But then they were able to score two more times, so half, and then it'd be 28-6. And then after halftime, we'd come out, and this third quarter was a really good quarter for us. We're able to get another score, so 28-14, and you know things are looking pretty good defensively and offensively. But then in the fourth quarter, things just seemed to slip away, and then so then. McCade ended up finishing the game with three touchdowns offensively. And then defensively, we had Connor Tassone, McCade, Bloker, and Gavin Kelm each had eight or more tackles for the night. So it looks like it's a little more lopsided than it is, but even if we look at the final stats, we're only within 27 yards of one another for offensive stats. So it was close on paper, but on scoreboard wasn't as close as it. Or ended up not as close as it was on paper.
Absolutely. The final score, 46-20 in favor of Collins Maxwell. Let me ask you about the overall message to your team. The season comes to a close last night. What was the message that you delivered to the team in terms of their effort this season and just overall comments on the season?
They played really well throughout the season. It didn't reflect on the scoreboard or the final standings, but they played well. They improved throughout the year, and that's something that hopefully we can continue to build upon for next year.
A lot to look forward to moving forward for Clarksville Indian football. We'll take a brief break on the Brothers Market Coach's Corner, come back and talk about what's ahead for the Indians, and that's next on 98.9 KQCR.
At Butler Bremer Communications, they have doubled up their internet speed. If you live in Clarksville, Plainfield, and other service areas, internet speeds from Butler Bremer have doubled. And even better, there's no change in price on their two main plans. The 25 meg plan now gives you 50 meg speed, and the 50 meg is now 100. It's double the download, double the upload, double the speed with no increase in what you pay. They have even faster plans available, so contact Butler Bremer Communications at 319-276-4458 or check out butler-bremer.com and double up today.
And now this from Farm Bureau Financial Services Representative Dave Eberline.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
In Clarksville, call Dave Eberline at 319-278-1144.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Back on the queue on your Saturday morning, talking with Clarksville Indian football head coach Bob Gaylor on the Brothers Market Coach's Corner. Clarksville wraps up the season with a record of 1-8 overall. And coach, I want to ask you just from a perspective this season, I know last year had its challenges with numbers and injuries, and you guys cut the season short at 0-4. This year, able to get the entire season in, play a lot of good football. What's a big area of growth this season from start to finish for your team?
We definitely learned to, like you just mentioned, just being able to finish, to fight through some adversity. And we didn't in every aspect do that, but that's just part of the growth process and changing the way the culture needs to be so that they can, in the future, win those games and be in those situations where they can recognize it, stand up to it, and then move forward. We've definitely made gains in those areas. I mean, it's a process, and we're just taking those first few steps in that process of helping with their mindset. And even in the weight room, kids are in the weight room there every morning, not every morning, but in the mornings. getting ready for the week and getting ready for the season. So it's a cumulative effort of a lot of different things, a lot of different factors to make things effective for the kids.
Very strong season for Clarksville overall. A 1-8 finish to the season, but a lot of close football games. And we'll have an entire season recap and kind of a state of the program show for you next week, as it is the final week of the Brothers Market Coaches Corner football edition coming up a week from today. Brief recap of the season. Clarksville fell to Central Elkader in the opener, fell to Rockford in week two, got their only win of the season in week three at Green Mountain Garwin, 36-32. Losses down the stretch at West Central, home to Tripola, at Turkey Valley, home to Janesville, at Riceville, and then last night at home to Collins Maxwell. Overall season record for the Indians, 1-8 for 2021, but a lot of improvement across the board for Clarksville Indian football. A reminder, next week we'll have a state of the program check-in with head coach Bob Gaylor, and for now we will call it a segment here with the coach. We appreciate the time as always, coach, and hope you have a great week.
Thanks, you're welcome.
Head coach Bob Gaylor of the Clarksville Indians, our guest. We're back to wrap up the show after this brief break. You're listening to the Brothers Market Coach's Corner.
It's a big two-day sale Friday and Saturday at Brothers Market. Visit the Parkersburg or Grundy Center stores for super sweet deals, including cheese, best choice chunk or cheese shreds, two bags for $5. Brothers has blue ribbon ice cream for only $1.99, red seedless grapes for $1.49 a pound, and from the meat department, pay less on New York strip steaks, now only $7.99 a pound. There's so much more, so shop the store, two stores actually, Grundy Center and Parkersburg, for the two-day sale this Friday and Saturday. That's at Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
That'll put a wrap on this edition of the Brothers Market Coach's Corner right here on 98.9 KQCR. Another great week of the show and a blast to put this one together, wrapping up week 9 of the high school football season and looking ahead to week 10. We still have two playoff teams in play, and that'll be the Dyke New Hartford Wolverines as well as the Grundy Center Spartans. Again, we will learn of the pairings for next week later on this morning, so keep it tuned to radioonthego.com, KLMJ, and KQCR for the latest pairings moving forward in the high school football playoffs. Want to do a quick plug as well for UNI football. The Panthers will be in action on the road at South Dakota State today. It's a 1 o'clock pregame show, 2 o'clock kickoff as they take on the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. And now a look at last night's scorecard. 8th-rated North Butler picked up a 12-0 home victory over Starmont. Applington Parkersburg had a tough test on the road against Waterloo Columbus Catholic. Ultimately, the Sailors down the Falcons by the final of 27-13. Other area schools in action, non-playoff games first. Belmont Clemmy fell on the road at Lake Mills, 38-28. Clarion Goldfield Dows won at Albia, 47-13. Hampton Dumont Cal wins and is still alive for a playoff position with a 48-13 win over visiting South Tama. And additionally, Clarksville fell at home to Collins Maxwell, 46-20. Playoff matchups last night, second-rated Grundy Center picked up a 35-8 home win over St. Ansgar. 4th-rated Dyke New Hartford downed Eagle Grove 49-0. The South Harden Tigers went on the road to match up with Beckman Catholic of Dyersville and fall to the Trailblazers 42-6. And Iowa Falls Alden wins their first-round playoff game at home against Davis County 35-25. That'll do it for the show. We appreciate you listening each and every week to the Brothers Market Coaches Corner on 98.9 KQCR. This episode will be available shortly for you to stream online at radioonthego.com under the Listen Sports tab. It'll be under Coaches Shows. And we're excited to follow our two area teams still alive in the postseason, Dyke New Hartford and Grundy Center. Best of luck to the Wolverines and Spartans in the week ahead. That'll do it for the Brothers Market Coaches Corner on your Saturday morning. Until next week, we'll say so long and best of luck to our team still alive in the 2021 season. I'm Jeff Vermeen, and we will talk to you next time on the next edition of the Brothers Market Coaches Corner.
You've been listening to the Brothers Market Football Coaches Corner. Now checked out for this Saturday. If you missed today's program, listen to the podcast under the sports tab at radioonthego.com. Tune in again next Saturday at 10 a.m. as we bag up another order of football news from our area coaches on the Brothers Market Football Coaches Corner on 98.9 KQCR Parkersburg. And remember, for groceries this weekend, shop Brothers Market, Parkersburg, and Grundy Center, and make sure to download their free mobile app for exclusive specials. Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.